Camping outdoors is as much a part of the classic Canadian identity as maple syrup and beaver pelts. In May, a survey by Scouts Canada assessed the camping skills of average Canadians, and the organization is concerned with the results. In the report, 23.2% of people said if they suddenly encountered black bear in the woods, they'd respond by running, staring the bear down, or even playing loud music. Some 14.9% had no idea what to do during a bear encounter at all. A worrying 46.7% couldn't name any safe-to-eat plants in the wild, and over a quarter mistook toxic plants as edible. A further 46.9% of Canadians didn't know how to properly dry wet clothing, and 35.7% had no idea how to set up a tent. Many respondents weren't optimistic they'd make it through a single night in the wilderness. Competent campers might shake their heads, but it is surprising. The majority of Canadians live in urban areas south of the 49th parallel. This urbanization detaches people from the land, leaving most with little connection to the wilderness or a desire to preserve it. Time spent outdoors far from the smoke and buzz of machinery is good for physical and mental health. And while striking out deep into the mountains is all well and good, Alberta is full of parks and campgrounds that offer a variety of conditions for novice and expert campers alike. Developing camping skills is easy to do, as a variety of outdoor survival courses are available around the province. Parks Canada, for example, shares Learn to Camp resources on its website, pc.gc.ca. National and provincial parks offer wildlife safety reminders too. Things like hiking and camping in groups, making noise when walking on trails, keeping pets on a leash, and properly storing food and garbage. When in bear country, say experts, carry bear spray and keep it within easy reach. If a close encounter happens, give the bear plenty of space, and back away slowly until the bear leaves. Resist the urge to run, as bears are much faster than humans. If it charges, hold your ground and aim your spray low once the bear is within 30 feet. It will probably turn and run. For what to bring with you in the wilderness, consider items that can serve multiple purposes, said outdoorsman and survival expert Daniel Diamond. A small folding knife for tasks around the campsite plus a second larger hunting knife or axe for game or cutting branches are recommended. Diamond also advises bringing multiple ways to start a fire. Matches work great, but must be kept dry. If one takes the time to practice with them, flint and steel can be the most reliable, as they'll work in all conditions, he said. A first aid kit, map, and compass with a ribbon for wayfinding are also essential gear. Pack clothing and footwear appropriate for the season, and a roll of twine for tying, making an emergency shelter or for splints for injuries. When setting up a tent, find an area with good shade and windbreak. This will keep you warm in the cold and cool in the heat. Make sure someone knows where you're going as well. Always inform someone of when, where, and how long you will be gone, said Diamond. Set check-in times. In case of an accident, this ensures others are aware and can notify a rescue team. Being prepared, practicing survival skills, and researching the landscape and safe food sources could save your life. And if you're not sure, don't eat it, Diamond said.